It's a quick start to the season coming off of the end of football season last weekend for the Milan Wildcats, but it's been a pretty good start. That being said, they ran into Putnam County last night, and Putnam County's pretty good. We're going to talk about that matchup here as Milan is going to play for third place after a loss to Putnam County last night, the Tri-Rivers Classic. Milan, Scotland County, Saturday afternoon at 1:30. We're joined here by Coach Andrea Dabney. And Coach, I haven't been over yet to that tournament, but the nostalgia, the old Tri-Rivers, you know, schools that, you know, they get along with each other and they're competitive with one another, that has to be a really fun event over there this week.
Yeah, it is. It's fun, especially since we're back to a Class 2 school this year, that those are a lot of our district opponents as well. So it's good to see people that you know that you were around for years and years and years, for people that are old like me. And it's good competition, and you get three pretty competitive games in here pretty early, which is exactly what you need. So it's a greatly run tournament. Skylar does a really good job of putting it on every single year. So we enjoy going over there, and you know, we just wish that maybe we had a few more practices under our belt before we went.
Well, it's a good problem to have, isn't it? Because football season football season was a lot of fun at Milan this fall.
Oh my gosh, it is. And you know, there are some basketball coaches that don't like for their basketball kids to play football, and as you know, I'm a football fan, and I love for our kids to play football. I feel like it makes them so tough. I feel like success just rolls over, and you know, I'm excited for our kids. You know, when you spend that much time with kids, you get excited for them and everything that they do. So it was great watching them, and it was a problem we knew we were going to have, but you know, they're good enough athletes, and to their credit, they've done a wonderful job. I asked them to come in on Sunday after getting beat on a Saturday, and no complaint, no nothing. I mean, I know they were sore. I know they were down and out about losing, and they did a great job of coming in and just ready to get on with the next thing. They're competitors, so we've got a really good group of kids right now.
So when you got to turn things around that fast, Coach, you know, they lose Saturday, they're down in the dumps. You get them in Sunday, you get them, you know, they're going to go into a tournament, which is an important tournament early in the season. Is kind of your first goal just to get them running a little bit and get them in basketball shape?
Well, we kind of just had a little bit of a walkthrough on Sunday. You know, some of them had a tough time just even going through the warm-up, you know, as far as, like, being sore and stuff. So we kind of wanted to just get them loosened up and walk through a few things. Monday, we got a little bit quicker. We had to kind of jump into some five-on-five kind of stuff so that we kind of just refreshed our memory. The good thing about having a core group is that played a lot in the summertime is you just have to kind of go through a few things so you're a little organized. You know, we need to be able to run a press breaker. We need a zone offense. We need a man offense. And so we kind of went through some of that stuff. And then after our first game against Knox, then the next night after that, we kind of got into a little bit more drill work as far as, you know, breaking some of our things down, because, you know, they've done a great job in football and it gets you in shape and everything, but it's different running and catching a basketball and cutting to open areas and all those kind of things. So it's going to be a process, but my philosophy was we'd rather play games and learn than just be at practice every day. So I think the boys, that's what they want too. They know, you know, we're not going to look real good here for a while. We're going to have to get our basketball legs under us, but it's just part of it, you know.
Do you kind of look at the schedule here, Coach, and you go, you know, as you said, it's probably going to be a little bit ragged, you know, 36-24 against Knox, I'm sure was ragged on Tuesday, but you have Polo and you got Maysville coming to your barn here in the middle of the month to start GRC play. Is that where you kind of look at it and say, I don't know if we're going to be 100% where we want to be by the 12th of December, but we want to be pretty close by that point?
Exactly, and that was one of the main reasons for wanting to play was, you know, it would be wonderful to go over to that tournament and, you know, look sharp and you just, but I knew in my mind that wasn't going to happen. And we have a lot of kids that we've been funneling in and out. As you know, the last couple of years I've played about five or six kids, and we've been running a lineup of 10 kids that I think we're definitely going to be deeper, and that chemistry is going to take a little while too. So like last night, we talked about after the game, those were game shot reps. You know, you can't replicate that at practice. So our goal definitely was to be ready for our first conference game. And I think we're kind of using these as practice kind of games. They go on your record, but in our mind, it is finding lineups. It's finding what's going to work for us. It's, you know, building a little team chemistry and learning on the fly.
We can talk a little GRC here. I got a chance to broadcast Maysville-Trenton last night. We both know what Maysville has. Willis is just a dude inside. He's tough to deal with. Metzger is a really good player. They got some pretty good balance around him. You got to see Putnam County. Obviously, you're familiar with your team, so I saw Trenton as well. I think it's going to be a fun conference race this year. Certainly, the Putnam County team that you saw last night is going to be you know, very much involved in the top three and four in this race over the next 2 months.
Right, I think so. And I think what's really nice about this year is I feel like it's going to be really competitive night in, night out. You know, the last couple of years, the top two teams, you know, when Gallatin obviously is in that mix and Putnam was in that mix, you know, I felt like they were significantly probably better than the rest of us. But I feel like this year there are a lot of teams that are much improved. The Polo team as well. Last year I thought they were just kind of a little young and inexperienced in some spots, but so they're going to also be, I mean, the conference night in, night out, you're going to have to play well. You're going to have to put the ball in the bucket in order to be successful on any given night. And I feel like a lot of teams, like the Putnam team you're talking about, they have a lot of weapons. They rebound the ball well. They're strong inside. They've got a lot of kids that can shoot. They've got a lot of kids that can put the ball on the floor. They play great defense, and they can bring some kids up and off the bench and, you know, not miss a beat. So it's going to be interesting to see how the conference shakes out. I just hope that hopefully we're ready to compete when that first conference game rolls around.
Going into that North Platte game on Saturday, I was talking with Coach Cole, and we brought up your program because obviously you went down to Staley last year. You won a district. You got into a sectional game. Football goes into the state semifinals. You know, won a district, obviously, in doing that. There has been, for this group of guys, there's been a lot of winning in football and basketball for this group, and their expectation is they want to go back to sectionals come March.
Exactly, and that was one of the things we kind of addressed was I don't want them to take those kind of things for granted, you know. Winning isn't easy, and so we really have been trying to reiterate that. And, it, you know, not every team gets to come out. Like our first game, you know, we came out and won a game. Now, granted, it was sloppy. It wasn't the greatest, but, you know, you win your first game one. 2 days, basically a day and a half of practice. And, you know, a lot of teams would like to be in that boat, you know, but these guys, I think they enjoy competing. It was really fun on Wednesday, finally, when we got to kind of get into like a real practice, watching these guys compete at practice. And that's what I kind of missed the most was not, you know, not being around them, not seeing them compete on the daily, because they're just a hard-nosed group of kids. You know, you're not successful in football the way they've been successful without being really tough kids. And they're just a joy to be around, and I look forward to every day, and they're wide-eyed. They're ready to go, so I'm really proud of them.
You play Scotland County for third, and you know, it's kind of, especially coming off of football, you know, you would have loved to have gone there and win the tournament, but once that is kind of in the back burner and you know it's not going to happen, it is not a bad week if you get a victory tomorrow and you go 2-1, and then you got some home games coming up over the next 2 weeks. That would be a decent start to the season.
Right, and to be quite honest, even after 3 weeks of practice the last couple of years, we still come out of that tournament 2-1. You know, we always have a night where we shoot absolutely horrendous. For us so far, we haven't shot above 25% yet either of these two nights, which is to be expected. I mean, I'm not making excuses for us, but it is to be expected that you're not going to put the ball in the bucket at a high clip when you haven't practiced much. But the Scotland County team is going to pose some different challenges for us as well, because they're much improved. They kind of mix things up. They can play a little bit of man. They can play a little bit of zone. And teams are kind of trying to do that to us here early, kind of mix things up between some pressure defense and kind of some sagging defense. So it's going to be a dogfight, I'm sure, tomorrow. And, you know, we're just going to try to compete every minute we can and get a little bit better. I feel like we've done that each quarter as we've gotten a little bit better, and I can see some light at the end of the tunnel. So a win would be huge for us. And, you know, that it would really, I think, help the morale of our practices next week, getting ready for the, you know, one more week before our conference season starts.
Brookfield next Tuesday and Mercer next Thursday. I know Mercer is expected to be much improved this year. They kind of had a game, I think, earlier this week that probably they're looking at and saying that wasn't up to our standards necessarily. But I don't know what Brookfield has. But, you know, bottom line is you got both of them coming to your place. And I know, you know, especially in that new gym, you want to make that a really tough place for people to come in and try to beat the Wildcats this year.
Right. And that is one good thing about, you know, going back-to-back seasons really quick is at least the month of December for us, for the most part, after we get through this tournament, we're at home until we go to the holiday hoops. You know, we're home Tuesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Friday, and then another Tuesday. So we're good on home games, and that's going to be good for us because these guys definitely need some rest. We also need to practice, so there's a fine line between that. But I feel like with the success that we had in football, you know, they did such a great job there. I feel like our crowd really has, you know, come up behind these guys. So hopefully we can get a lot of people in the gym. I think these guys are definitely, I'm I'm a big believer that you enjoy the moments that you're playing and you celebrate those moments. And I feel like when the crowd gets involved in that, I feel like we just kind of, keep going from that. That kind of fuels us and kind of gets us going. So hopefully we can get some good crowds and have some good home performances.
I felt like last year, Coach, you had Bennett hitting outside shots, and then you had, obviously, Niasse doing his thing, going inside, outside, and that was kind of your offense, kind of inside and outside on that. Is it your hope, or do you feel like the team is capable of having a little bit more balance offensively and having more weapons that you can go to on a night-to-night basis this year?
Well, I think definitely. So far, we've had some glimpses. You know, obviously, Ahmed is Ahmed. When he steps on the floor, if he's not the best player on the floor, he's one of the top two. You know, he's a good athlete. He's a good basketball player. He works hard to put himself in that position. But I thought we might kind of miss Jeremy a little bit as far as slashing to the bucket and stuff, but I feel like we've got some other kids that have some experience that are kind of ready to step into that role and add that kind of second score for us. You know, Jared Gonzalez has been looking to score a little bit more. He's a great shooter from the outside, so we can kind of move him out a little bit, but yet still move him inside because he's got really good hands, and we have a sophomore who's coming along pretty well in Anthony Bolden, and we have a few kids who haven't played for a couple years that are back out, and then some JV kids that played a lot of JV minutes last year, like the entire JV ball game, and now they're ready to step in some varsity roles in, like Eric Reyes. I think Tony Linhart's going to help us a little bit. Keaton Weider is coming off of a wonderful football season, and he's coming back out for basketball this year, and he can kind of light it up from the outside. Once he kind of gets back into the swing of basketball, I think he's going to provide some outside scoring for us as well. So I feel like we're going to be more balanced than we're, you know, guys are going to be, it's going to be different ways to score on different nights, and hopefully we can just keep funneling them in and out. They're all going to play good defense, I feel like. So I think we're going to be pretty solid by the time, you know, January rolls around. It's just going to be some growing pains here for a while.
Third place game, 1:30, it's at the new gym, high school gym at Schuyler, Saturday afternoon against Scotland County. Brookfield home opener for Milan is Tuesday. We got plans on Milan Mercer. Good over to Milan for those on KTTN on Thursday night. Coach, we'll see you at the gym Thursday. Good luck against Scotland County tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.